mult favor.
Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world, with the very best in gospel music and the clear message, salvation is available to all through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're tuned to the Sunday, October 16th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, and we're featuring new music, top hits of the year 2016, and local artists as well. And that song is so nice. I told you I love this song. I'm going to go back and play it twice. Anthony Brown, Group Therapy, and Worth, W-O-R-T-H. Yes, you are worth much in the sight of Almighty God. How do you know? Because God died in your behalf, and the Father raised him from death so you might have his everlasting life.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil. Thought I was the devil.
Not religion.
Lifted me when nothing else could help.
It was your
nothing else.
Yeah.
And from Anthony Brown and Group Therapy with Worth, this is Pat and Donnie McClurkin, Pat and Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. Yes, you are worth so much to Almighty God that He sent His Son to die on the cross of Calvary in your behalf. But you won't receive all that you are worth until you've totally yielded yourself to Him and to His control, no matter what may be going on in your life. There are a lot of negative things in the world. They're going to impact us one way or another. We can get bad reports from the doctor. We can have problems in our home, things in our neighborhood, in school, or on our job, or wherever we might be, even in the church. Strange as it might seem, you can have problems there as well. But God is saying, if your faith and your trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ, He will bring you through every situation, everything that you encounter. All the negative things are eventually going to fall by the wayside. Why? Because He is the master of all things. How do I know that? Well, because He lived that perfect life that we can't live. He died that sacrificial death that we cannot die. And the Father raised Him again on the third day from death so that we might have His gift of eternal life. And today, right now, the song is playing in the background, I want to lead you in prayer so that if you've never received all that God has for you, you can begin today to progress in Him by yielding your life to Him for His salvation. If you pray this prayer, repeat these words after me. If you mean what the words are saying, God will do it right now in your behalf. And we'd like to lead you in prayer. So please consider the situation, consider your need, and then yield yourself to the living God. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I've heard the message in the music. I've heard others testifying and singing of how good You are to them. But I may have a head knowledge of You, but I want to have a heart knowledge of You. That which I've heard and I might believe in my head, I want it now to be transferred into my heart, into my spirit, so that I might know from this day forward, from this moment forward, that You and I are united through Your great love. And because of Your great love, I have victory over every circumstance in this life, and I have victory in the life that is to come with You in heaven. So I thank You now for being able to surrender myself to You and to Your control, and for You being able and willing to work in my behalf to the glory, honor, and praise of Your matchless name is my prayer in Jesus' name. And for His praise and for His glory, let the people of God out there say amen and amen. I can call you the people of God if you pray that prayer, because now you've given your life to Him, and instantly He's brought you into the family. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you call upon Him, if you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, if you mean it, God's done it, God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it. I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who give their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. You receive or call me while I'm on the air. Our new phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's P.O. Box. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me if you wish at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And as soon as we get that information, we'll send it out to you as quickly as we possibly can. And like I said, with no further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to join some church at some future time. We're not going to be writing to you at Sound Future Day for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some of the groups from mailing lists. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. The number again, while we're on the air, and I stress you need to call while I'm on the air. You call after I'm off the air, there's no guarantee you'll get that message. So you need to call me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at about 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Let's say I gave my life to the Lord. And we'll begin praying for you. pray that you have come. And if so, please give us a call so we can send you that material. And our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. And I invite the many out there who have given their life to Christ not to put that off. And if you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And as soon as we receive that information from you, we'll send that material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church or writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to be writing to you. I'm not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while we're on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. 724, we've run past the beginning of what is normally when you pray, and when you pray segment of the ministry, so we're going to get right into that right now. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, and teaming up with Yolanda Adams and the prayer here on Sounds of Praise. And it's the same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. And I invite the many Christians in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring these prayer requests and praise reports before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO.
was made, so we'll be saved.
Tell you, live or die, sink or swim. Prayer works. Come hell or high water, for better for worse, for richer for poorer, in sickness and in health. Prayer works.
Prayer works.
Yes, it does.
Prayer works.
Have you tried?
Prayer works.
Ooh.
Every time.
Don't stop
prayer
praying
works,
because it works.
Prayer works. Prayer works.
Prayer works.
Every time.
Every time. In that hospital room, in hospice.
That was Evangelist and Pastor Shirley Caesar with Prayer Works. And this is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We have a number of prayer requests and praise reports. D asking us for God's blessing on his presentation this week. D asking for God's blessing on his presentation this week. We're praying for Michelle of Medford, who needs to grow in her faith so that God can meet all of her needs. Michelle of Medford needs to grow in her faith so that God can meet all of her needs. Then we're praying for KN. KN is a missionary in El Salvador. We're praying that God's going to minister on her behalf, provide for all of her needs there, and make her a tremendous blessing. KN, who is a missionary in El Salvador. We're also praising God with B. B is receiving an award today for his ministry accomplishments. B, who's receiving an award today for ministry accomplishments. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning and thanking you, Lord, that we have a place that we can go. We have someone to whom we can turn. We have one not only who will have a sympathetic ear, but one who can provide for all of our needs out of your riches and glory through Christ Jesus the Lord. So we thank you, Lord, this opportunity that you afforded us to come boldly before your throne, thanking and praising you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in the life of your people. Pray, O God, that great and mighty things may take place, and because of all your benefits and blessings, we in turn might be more open to you and controlled by you and surrender to you, so you might accomplish great and mighty things in through our lives as we magnify your name and testify the wondrous things that you are doing and have done in our behalf. So we bring D before you, Lord, asking you that you would minister powerfully in his behalf. Go before him, Lord, this day as he has to make a presentation this week. You pray, O God, you would bless him, give him wisdom, give him knowledge, give him understanding, give him a clear mind so he might present the things that he needs to present, so he might return from that presentation victoriously because of all you're going to accomplish and all that you've done and all you're doing in his behalf. And may he recognize that his benefits and blessings have come from your hand, and may he yield himself even more and more to you in the days which are ahead, so you might use him for your honor, for your glory, and for your praise. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, who needs to grow in her faith, you said that faith comes by hearing the word of God. We pray, O Lord, that you would give her a desire to read your word, understand your word, apply it to her life, hear your word preached and taught, and may it strengthen her, Lord, so she might recognize that all that she needs is in you. And because of her relationship with you, her salvation, position with you, you're then able to provide for all of her needs. You said you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus the Lord. Not our wants, Lord, but whatever we need, we pray you will provide it in her behalf. May she recognize the Lord has come from your hand, and may she in turn yield herself to you in a greater way in the days which are ahead, so you might continue to transform her life and make her the benefit and blessing that you saved her to be. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for KN, the missionary in El Salvador and the area where she's ministering, Lord, we pray, O God, that you would minister powerfully in her behalf, send a mighty anointing into her life. May she be yielded and surrendered to you. May she be protected by you. May she have all of the needs met, Lord, that she has, so that she might be able to go forward to do the things you've called her to do. May her life speak powerfully for you in these last days, and may many be born into the kingdom through her life and through her testimony. May great miracles take place in her ministry, Lord, so many might know that she's been called by you and that she's doing the thing that you've empowered her to do, so they might recognize, O Lord, the God of her salvation, yield themselves to you, and they too might be individuals who will yield themselves to the work that has to be done there, so that area and that entire country might be transformed because of the power of the Holy Spirit working through in the lives of your people. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name, and for your praise and for your glory. Amen. And for B, who's receiving an award today for ministry accomplishments, we thank you, Lord, for how you've ministered in the life of your servant. Pray, Lord, you continue to bless and strengthen him, give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. May the anointing of the Spirit of God rest upon him, protect him, provide for him, minister powerfully in all the members of his family, Lord, and encourage them to go ever onward and forward in you through his life and through his testimony. Remember those to whom he's ministering. May they be blessed, strengthened, and encouraged to go forward in you And we're praising you in advance for all you're going to be accomplishing. And thank you and rejoicing in you for the awards that's being given so in recognition of what he's already accomplished through the power of the Spirit of God working in and through him. And we praise you in advance for all that's going to be done in Jesus' blessed name. And for your praise and for your glory, amen. Want to inform you, if you aren't aware, that if you have a prayer request or a prayer need or a praise report, when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, that means the other 6 days of the week, and when we're not on the other, and the other hours when we're not on the air here at WMFO, you can get that prayer request or that praise report to us by calling us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. If no one answers, we have an answering system just for you. So you can leave your message, your prayer request, or your praise report on our answering system. And then as soon as I get it, I'll begin praying for you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne or your praise report before God's throne. Or if you wish, you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can email me at Darnley, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. That's DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. And like I said, as soon as I get your request, I'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your request and your praise report before God's throne. 7:40 here on WMFO in Medford. This time has just flown by. Once we got things squared away this morning with the Brown Perspective on Sports program, things just started to take off, and we thank God for that. Hopefully you've enjoyed the program. I'm enjoying bringing it to you. Let me go back and see what we played if I didn't announce them for you. We heard from Pastor Marvin Sapp with Deeper, Anthony Brown and Group Therapy with Worth, W-O-R-T-H, Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are, Pastor Donnie McClurkin and Yolanda Adams with The Prayer, leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. That was followed by evangelist and pastor Shirley Caesar and Prayer Works. 7:40 here on Sounds of Praise, and because we know that prayer works, we can give God all the glory. Soul Tempo, and He did it. Yes, everything that we accomplish in this life is because of the presence of God working in and through the lives of His people.
Save us all from sin. Taught us to pray each and every day. Father in heaven, hallowed would I be thy name.
He gave us life for you and me, for all of eternity. Now our sins are washed away, for the price he paid. So glad he did, he sacrificed his life. Didn't have to die. Yes, he did, yes, he did. Now my sins are washed away, for the price he paid. So glad he did,
for the things he did, that we may live. Died on the cross, shed his blood for us all. Nails in his hands, nails in his feet. Thorn in his head, blood running down the street.
He gave his life for you and me. Turn it down, my sins are washed away, for the price he paid. So glad he did, yeah, yeah.
Didn't have
to die.
He didn't have to die.
No, 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 no. He changed my name.
He changed my name.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Now
he washed away.
Washed away
for the bride
that he made. So glad he did. So glad he did. Ooh, he did. It is. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Tempo here on Sounds of Praise, and he did it. Yes, he did, and I'm so glad. Okay, programming notes coming up here on Sounds of Praise. Next Sunday, October 23rd, we are going to bring you a program entitled Amazing Love. I was putting together this week's program, and there were so many songs with love in it, I just thought that we'd do a program next Sunday with that title, Amazing Love. Just a lot of music talking about the love of Almighty God. And then October 30th, I've been contemplating, mulling over in my poor little feeble brain how I'm going to be able to get the time to put together the countdown of the top whatever number of hits for the year 2016. And I'm not going to be able to do that. I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. So what I am going to do, instead of trying to figure out where every song fits into the countdown, I am just going to play on beginning on October the 30th and on various Sundays following, which we will announce. I'm going to just be playing some of the top hits that we've been playing for the year 2016. Some of them go back to the year 2012, 11, maybe even. Some of them been hanging in there and still just, top music that's been coming out. And that way I can continue to play the new music that's been coming in regularly. So you're going to get from now until the holiday season, you're going to get programs that are featuring new music and top hits like we always do. And our local artists as well. We may even do a local artist program before the year is over. How about that? Anyway, but then you're going to have programming that's just going to be featuring the top hits, our estimation here on Sounds of Praise for the year 2016. So stay tuned for that. And that's going to be, the first one is going to be on October the 30th, 2 weeks from today. Okay? How about that? Jot that down. Tell your friends all about it. Here's one that I'm sure is going to be in that list of top hits of the year 2016. Onaje Jefferson and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. And this is Christ the King here on Sounds of Praise.
We thank you for that grace. God has saved you, that's rescued you. Could you put your hands together with us?
The King, yeah, my everything. I put my trust in you, Christ the King. Everything to you. Oh,
It's 7:56 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. We'll be back next Sunday, Lord willing. Like I said, we have that fantastic program lined up for you, Amazing Love. And I know you're going to be blessed. In the following week, the 30th, Lord willing, we're going to have Top Hits of the Year 2016, one of the first of many programs leading up to the end of the year. So until then, it's your host, Donnie Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. We'll see you bright and early next Sunday morning when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless you.
Lost my way.